So again, we're referring back to Kriyas Yamsuf, Tilas Ekalalya, and Baruch and Vairach, Moshe, and Yisrael, Chan, Shira, B'simcha Rabba, V'Mechulam. Praises to the Supreme God, the Blessed One who is blessed. Moshe and the children of Israel exclaimed a song to you with great joy, and they all said, Micha Moicha Be'ilim Hashem, Micha Moicha Neda B'Kaidesh, Neira Sehilas Eisefel. Who is like you amongst the heavenly powers, Hashem? Who is like you, mighty in holiness, too awesome for praise, doing wonders? And obviously the question is, why are we singling out this pasuk from the Shira Sayam, for the Song of the Sea, over and above any of the other ones? This pasuk is talking about the Geula that the Bnei Yisrael saw at Kriyas Yamsuf, the redemption at the sea. And also is referring back retrospectively to what happened when they left Egypt. Because there's a chazal, a medrash in Mechilton B'Shalach that says, Michamaycha be'ilim, Michamaycha be'ilmim. Who's like you amongst the mute ones? Shomer el boincha v'shosek. Hashem, you hear your disgrace, your denigration, and you're quiet. On the one hand, there needs to be din. There needs to be justice. There needs to be judgment. On the other hand, Hashem restrains himself and doesn't execute that din. And he's be'ilmim. Micha Micha, Hashem, in the actions that you do, there are none like you. There is none like you. Determining when to act and when to hold back. In fact, the Gemara says, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, the men of the Great Assembly, were called that because they brought back Hashem's the crown to its former glory. Moshe says, Akela God Lagiba V'Anora, great, mighty, and awesome God. Yirmiyahu says, no, the non-Jews are desecrating the temple. Ayanor Esav, where's his awesomeness? Where's his fear? They couldn't say it. Yirmiyahu couldn't say it. Daniel says, the Jewish people have gone into exile. Where's Hashem's might? He couldn't say the word Gibor. Say the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. No, 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 no. Hashem's might, his strength, is that he holds back his anger. He's long-suffering for the Rishayim. Because were he not, Heyach, Uma Achas, Yechayla, Liskayim, Beno Umos. And this is the way that Hashem operates. On the one hand, Hashem unleashes the force of din. On the other hand, he restrains and holds back. And it's that same force of being able to hold back that actually allows the Jewish people to persevere, to continue, even in galus. This is what they understood at Kriyas Yamsuf. They understood retroactively that even in Mitzrayim, Hashem was there. He was holding back. But when they saw that at the Yamsuf, Hashem could do whatever he wanted and change the laws of nature at will. They also understood retrospectively during the times of hiddenness and concealment, he was absolutely there too. Micha Micha Be'elim Hashem. From his might, we also saw Hashem's restraint. Who could do both? That's the way that Hashem functions. He does as he wishes, when he wishes, in order to be able to maintain the world according to the way that he wants it to be. That's Hashem's might. That's Hashem's strength. When we daven from that place, recognizing and realizing that Hashem's in control, that we can't control him. That ultimately, we daven with a sense of acceptance, even though we daven with a full heart.